Fred and George had been gone 10 minutes or so when the portrait hole opened, and Hermione climbed into the common room, carrying a sheaf of parchment in one hand and a box whose contents rattled as she walked in the other. Crookshanks arched his back, purring. "Hello," she said. "I've just finished."
"So have I," said Ron, triumphantly throwing down his quill.
Hermione sat down, laid the thing she was carrying in an empty armchair, and pulled Ron's predictions toward her.
"Not going to have a very good month, are you?" she said sardonically as Crookshanks curled up in her lap.
"Oh, well, at least I'm forewarned," Ron yawned.
"You seem to be drowning twice," said Hermione. "Oh, am I?" said Ron, peering down at his predictions. "I'd better change one of them to getting trampled by a rampaging hippogriff."
"Don't you think it's a bit obvious you've made these up?" said Hermione.
"How dare you?" said Ron in mock outrage. "We've been working like house elves here."
Hermione raised her eyebrows.
"It's just an expression," said Ron hastily.
Harry laid down his quill too, having just finished predicting his own death by decapitation.
"What's in the box?" he asked, pointing at it.
"Funny you should ask,"
said Hermione with a nasty look at Ron. She took off the lid and showed them the contents. Inside were about 50 badges, all of different colours, but all bearing the same letters, S-P-E-W.
"Spew?" said Harry, picking up a badge and looking at it. "What's this about?"
"Not spew,"
said Hermione impatiently.
"It's S-P-E-W, stands for the Society for the Promotion of Elfish Welfare."
"Never heard of it," said Ron.
"Well, of course you haven't," said Hermione briskly. "I've only just started it."
"Yeah?" said Ron in mild surprise. "How many members have you got?"
"Well, if you two join..."
"Three," said Hermione.
"And you think we want to walk around wearing badges saying spew, do you?"
said Ron.
"S-P-E-W," said Hermione hotly. "I was going to put, stop the outrageous abuse of our fellow magical creatures and campaign for a change in their legal status, but it wouldn't fit. So, that's the heading of our manifesto."
She brandished the sheaf of parchment at them.
"I've been researching it thoroughly in the library. Elf enslavement goes back centuries. I can't believe no one's done anything about it before now."
"Hermione, open your ears," said Ron loudly.
"They like it. They like being enslaved."
"Our short-term aims," said Hermione, speaking even more loudly than Ron and acting as though she hadn't heard a word,
"are to secure house elves fair wages and working conditions. Our long-term aims include changing the law about non-wand use and trying to get an elf into the Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, because they're shockingly underrepresented."
"And how do we do all this?" Harry asked.
"We start by recruiting members," said Hermione happily. "I thought 2 sickles to join. That buys a badge, and the proceeds can fund our leaflet campaign. You're treasurer, Ron. I've got you a collecting tin upstairs. And Harry, you're secretary, so you might want to write down everything I'm saying now as a record of our first meeting."
There was a pause in which Hermione beamed at the pair of them, and Harry sat, torn between exasperation at Hermione and amusement at the look on Ron's face. The silence was broken, not by Ron, who in any case looked as though he was temporarily dumbstruck, but by a soft tap-tap on the window. Harry looked across the now empty common room and saw, illuminated by the moonlight, a snowy owl perched on the windowsill.
"Hedwig!"
he shouted, and he launched himself out of his chair and across the room to pull open the window. Hedwig flew inside, soared across the room, and landed on the table on top of Harry's predictions.
"About time," said Harry, hurrying after her.
"She's got an answer," said Ron excitedly, pointing at the grubby piece of parchment tied to Hedwig's leg.
Harry hastily untied it and sat down to read, whereupon Hedwig fluttered onto his knee, hooting softly.
"What does it say?"
Hermione asked breathlessly. The letter was very short and looked as though it had been scrawled in a great hurry.